back to our channel.
Podcast.
Oh my god.
We haven't been quiet.
We haven't done that in so long.
It's been a long time.
We're very sorry. First of all, let's just start it off like that. We're very sorry.
We apologize.
But we've been looking at all the new listeners, and we don't know how you guys have found our podcast. But welcome if you're new. Welcome.
This or why you're still listening. Or why you're listening at all.
Yeah. This is probably your first episode that we've actually, like recorded new, because we haven't recorded since, what, June, July?
Summer. It is now winter. Almost spring.
It's been very busy. We've had school and everything.
Oh, yeah, online school
started. Very busy, so we're very busy people, so we're very sorry. But we've recorded one, like, half of a podcast.
But it didn't turn out good,
couple months ago. I don't know why we didn't release it. Was it not good?
I think it wasn't. Yeah, probably not.
Oh, so we're sorry. But besides that, we have so many things to talk about.
So we missed, like, a lot of things. So we're not going to, like, go through everything because that would just take way too much time.
Yeah.
So we're just going to go through the recents.
We're just going to go with the flow and kind of give our opinion on the recent stuff. Mm-hmm. Hint, hint, don't worry, darling, and the Grammys that are coming up. So if
CG
this,
baby.
If this goes out soon enough, if we actually record this and it goes out, then you guys will be listening before the Grammys. So maybe we predict something and then they win or something.
We will. Great.
So should we just get started?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
we'll start with
ZG baby.
I don't know how you say it. Kai, or like, I guess the other way would be
Kai.
Because like, we have a cousin and you say like Kai. That's like his nickname.
We say Kai. Yeah, so basically we have this cousin. His name's Amir, okay? And we call him Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know why. The name just came
up. It just happened.
We don't know why. And so when we found out, when Gigi put in her bio Kai's mom, we're like, oh my
god.
We were mind blown. We were like, she probably heard us call our little cousin that name, and she got inspo from that, you know?
She did.
Because, like,
that's, like, weird. Like, his
name.
Same
spelling and everything. That's so funny. But, and it's, like, not a common name. Because, like, the crazy thing was, Amir and Kai have no resemblance.
No,
so
I don't even know where we got it from.
Where did we get that name from? I don't know.
We're literally staring at his fish right now that he named Kai, or Kai, whatever, Junior.
We're sitting in the... Okay, just giving you guys a little sneak peek. We're sitting in the dark. We're sitting on this bed.
Studio.
That we recorded, I think, like, two podcasts on.
But we didn't release some of them.
But we didn't release... We have unreleased podcasts.
Unreleased, which is that cool.
It's, like, 10 minutes. But we're just sitting in the... It's not fully dark, but we're staring
at the fish tank. Is giving
fish
us
tank
what?
Is very bright, and
it's
I'm
like swimming in one
I'm
corner.
Cuddled into a little ball. You're crossing your
elongated
legs.
Elongated out.
It's looking straight. I'm very comfortable right now, but I'm kind of cold.
Well, I brought my jacket because it was really cold downstairs.
It's really cold. My feet are cold. Anyway.
Hi.
How do we say
must
it?
We need a name.
I love the inspo behind it.
Let's just go with Kai.
Kai,
because it's like
I love the info behind it. Bella's her grandma's name.
Oh yeah.
How do you say Bella's middle name?
I don't know. Kyra, something like that.
Hair.
Maybe we're not even saying it right.
I feel like we're not saying.
Oh wait,
it right.
Is it? Oh, there's no hair? A. I always think that there's an A at the end.
No, it's hair.
Hair.
I think.
Car.
Maybe there's a video of her saying her full name or something.
Probably.
We should watch that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back and maybe we'll find one. Okay, we're back. Here's the pronunciation. So this is Bella's.
Isabella Khair Hadid.
Khair.
So I think it's Khair.
So Khair. Yeah, it has to be Khair.
Yeah.
Khair, just take the air out
but
of it.
They might say Khair is like easier.
I think the English pronunciation is Khair.
Yeah. But did you see when she posted it? Did you post it? It was like nickname was like Khaiba or something.
Yeah.
So that I think it's because it wouldn't be like Khaiba. Khaiba. Doesn't make sense.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I love it. And it's Middle Eastern, too. They're both Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
That's so cute. I love it. I love them. They're so cute. Have you seen the ribs Zane makes?
Yes, they look so good.
Looks so good.
All their food looks
so
good.
Their food looks amazing. Like, all their stories and everything. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, Gigi and Isabella. Gigi and Bella, they always post, like, food that they, like, make at home
mm-hmm.
on their story. And they post, like, their recipes and everything. And it looks so good.
Gigi, if you're ever listening to this,
we need
your granola review.
Oh my god,
again.
Please. Because she hyped up this granola so much. And now, like, I want to try it. Because she had the ginger one. She's like, the ginger's so good, so good. But, like, I'm more, like, of a fan of crunchy granola.
Yeah, same.
Like, crunchy. Oh, and, like, the one she was trying, she was, like, low-key, like, not favoring it. It was the, what was it, like,
blueberry lemon.
And that sounded so good. But she was like, I love this ginger. Ginger's so good. So, I have to try it, though. But I think it's going to come out in, like, 3 years. Because it was like, yeah, because they send one like every month or something. But we haven't got a March one. Or a February one.
Or any since then.
We got the January one. So.
Did we?
I don't remember. I think that was in January. But yeah, that girl was... Anyway, back to...
Oh, wait. Okay, let me just say this. Bella, she posts, like, she takes a picture of, like, the moon. And she makes it so aesthetic.
How do they make... Like, how do they have that talent to make everything aesthetic?
Like, she takes a picture of a stop sign or some, like, graffiti on the wall. And like,
we were talking about it. And we're, like, literally, Bella... We were, like, in, like, the most ugliest place. And we're, like, Bella would take a picture of this and it'd be so cute. And everyone would be, like, oh, my God. And that'd be, like, the new tourist attraction.
But if we did it, it'd be, like, an ugly, like, picture.
It looked like a sixth grade middle school, like, science book photo. Like, literally, like, how does she do that? How does she have that talent to make anything look good? Like, she takes a picture of the moon. The moon! Like, all of us see that stupid moon. But when she takes it, it's just a magical moon. And it's just so special.
And their Versace shoot that they did. Gigi's literally, like, she's just freaking had a kid. And she looks,
like, what the heck?
So good.
Like, I don't understand. Even, like, when she was pregnant, like, I don't understand.
She still looks so good.
And Bella, ugh, just how? I don't understand. They're so pretty. It's not funny.
Zayn's gone through so many hair colors. I actually really like the blue. The short, or the blonde, too.
I love the, have you seen the Harry Potter video of him promoting Harry Potter?
Yeah.
And everyone on TikTok, they're like, do you know that sound? It's like, what's like a video that you forgot was acting?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that? And they show the video of him and he's like, leveled up, woohoo. It's so funny because, like, it's just like how he did it was like so funny, but it's like so adorable.
Oh, I guess we can go into his album now that we're talking about Zayn.
Oh, yeah, nobody is listening.
It was
such
so good.
A great album.
So good.
I remember my first listen to the album. I was doing my homework, and I was listening to the album, and, I was doing, like, some simple homework, so, like, my main focus is on the album, and I was listening through it, and I was, like, wow, these songs are so good, and, like, I knew that I'd really like Windowsill from the phone number thing he did. That was so smart. Do you think the phone number was still working?
I don't know, but it was a really good, like, promo, and, like, the text and stuff.
Yeah, that was so cool. I really liked it.
Yeah.
And so, it's exciting, like, no one does that, and, like, that's a really
good
idea.
Yeah, it was good.
But I need a, like, Windowsill, so Windowsill was the first one I listened to. And, really good. I love Windowsill.
My top favorite is Sweat, and then Outside is also so good. Windowsill's really good.
Yeah, and when I was listening to the album, it was, like, going through it, and then I was, like, I remember I was doing my homework, and then River Road started playing, and I was, like, whoa, like, this is so good. Like, River Road, like, stood out to me. I was like, this is so good. Like, how he, like, sang it and, like, the beat and everything. I was just, like, so mind blown. Like, when I saw River Road was, like, a crazy guy. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I've never heard, like, this type of, like, style before. And I was just so, like, amazed. I was like, that's, like, beautiful music right there. Yeah, it was, like, beautiful. But I didn't listen to Calamity because everyone was like, Calamity's, like, really, really sad.
I listened
so
to
I
it and
saved
it.
Like... Yeah, it wasn't sad. I don't know if people say it was sad.
It was, like, deep, I guess.
Yeah, and
but...
he was the only one that wrote it, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, like, I listened to Calamity, I think, 3 days or 2 days later. Because I was like,
is it Calamity?
Yeah, Calamity.
Oh, okay.
Calamity? You know,
I don't know. I thought it was like Calamity or something. Like
Calamari?
I don't know. Some,
yeah,
something.
It was really good. I love the song you do with Sid. Like, I love, like, the duets you do.
One Loves Around.
Yeah, I love, like, the duets, like, features, when people, like, feature someone else that's, like, not that known on their album. Like,
yeah.
I love that. It's, like, so cool. But his album, very good. And, like, the cover, too.
It was, like, creative.
It's so
like, nobody's listening, and then you have, like, all the people who are, like,
staring at you.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's
the pressure,
like,
pressure of fame.
Yeah, it's like people are like looking at you, but they're not actually listening.
Like, yeah, like back in the when.
So
days.
Deep, and
yeah.
That's so cool. Do you see Gigi on her Instagram caption? She quoted one of the songs. It was Tightrope, I think. No, it was on
I think she said Tightrope is her favorite song. So
it was on F.
Yeah. She said she was going to do the challenge, too. Did you see it on TikTok?
Unfavoritable. Yeah, I think she coded one of the lyrics, which is pretty cute. I just love them. They're so cute. And the van?
Their little party thing. Yeah, it looked so fun. They had, Gigi's whole family there and everything.
Yeah, the van that, drove around New York with nobody. That's so cool. It's, great promo. I love promo like that. Where it's,
is really creative
that
stuff.
That was so creative. It's, artistic, and it's, very him. I don't know him, but I think it's very him.
What we know.
What we know of him. It's, isn't it crazy how, to me... Okay, I was talking to you about this. But it's crazy, to me, I feel like I know Zayn. But, anyone could feel that.
Yeah.
Because, bro, he doesn't know anything about me.
Yeah, we all feel like we know who he is.
So, isn't that so, weird? Like, same thing with Harry. I feel like I know them, but, bro, they don't know me. And, anyone could know as much as I do, about him. I feel like we connect. I feel like we'd be such great friends.
We all think that,
though.
But I'll
never get that opportunity.
You never know. Oh, I was watching this TikTok earlier in the car, and this girl was, so she was getting her nails done, and then she was, the girl next to her was talking about how... in 2015, she was, she had a thing with Harry, and she couldn't tell if the pictures were photoshopped or not, and she was, oh, yeah, we were in bed, and, holding hands. I was, obviously, it's, fake, but people were, what? But I don't know. It might have been photoshopped.
These people that, how do you just walk around the earth knowing that you've,
talked to Harry Styles?
We
call him Harry as if we know him.
As if, we're, friends, and, talk. Literally to everyone, we say Harry, and everyone knows who we're talking
about. And it's,
about.
Not a big deal, but you don't know that him.
You don't know, but to him, he's,
But, oh, my God, did you see strangers. Harry went on a walk the other day?
And we're, oh, my God, yeah. Literally, when we talk about Harry...
He's, our friend.
We just say, did you see what he did? And, we know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
We're, did you see, the new photos, and go to Twitter,
know.
And look at search up Harry Styles, because we just know, and yeah. It's is that bad that we know so much?
It's not a little
so
odd,
much, but we're too comfortable.
We are too comfortable, but that's okay.
But it's okay.
It's everyone. We're not as crazy as be crazy, whatever. But we're just not
we're
as
not, crazy to the
you
point
know how they
of,
hack into
psychotic
or they stalk them. That's
yeah.
just weird.
Those stalkers that stalked him in California.
Yeah.
And obviously you're stalking him because why would you have Made in the AM and Fine Line vinyls
with you
when in the 3-day period that he's in LA and you
yeah.
somehow see Harry Styles and you have this merch, you have the Made in the Made in the AM, bro, that's 5 years old. Obviously you don't have that camera around with you. And that's just so weird. Unless you have in your trunk and you just carry it
you just carry it because it holds a warm place in your
yeah,
heart.
Yeah, what the heck? It's stalkers and stuff like that. I feel so bad.
Very creepy.
That's their life and that's crazy.
Sucks.
But also if I was a celebrity, I'd try to make the best of it. But if it's a stalker, I'm hi. I feel
no,
he
that's just scary.
He handled it good though.
Yeah.
He signed the things and he was yeah, I gotta go. Bye. I feel that's a good way to handle it. Celebrity. I wish I was a celebrity. I think I'd be such a great celebrity. Maybe from this podcast I'd become a celebrity. Even though you guys have no clue how I look like.
No clue what our names are.
Names
no clue
are.
What we look like. We could look like a completely different
But you know what?
Race
when we get famous.
Is that
yeah.
bad?
What?
I said we sound like we could look like a completely different race. I don't think that's weird.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. No, but maybe you guys isn't that's crazy how many people are actually listening to this.
Yeah.
You right there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me. I am.
That's crazy how we're just, we had this idea, and now it's affecting your life, even if it's, a small moment.
We
even
made it into your life somehow.
Watch one person be listening to this, but even that one person, they're living their own life. I see videos of, or, I'm driving down the street. And
you don't drive.
Shut up. Or, I'm, going down the street. Or, I see videos of the city. And, like, it's, like, buildings and, like, all the lights are on. Like, each, like, light has, like, a different story.
Yeah, I know. I was like thinking about that the other day. I was passing by all the houses and I was, like, all of these houses, like, someone has, like, a story. Or you could have passed by, like, you could be in the background of someone's photo and, like, they don't know what your whole, like, life is.
Exactly. People, I have, like, people in the background of my photos and they're, like, living a completely different life. They have their own struggles. They have their own, like, life. Like, their stressors and everything and, like, it's crazy how, like, we're all just, like, in this one world, and it's not just you.
On a rock. You see those TikToks on, like, the rock?
I always think about it, yeah, like, that's, like, we're all, like, our own stories, and there's, like, a bigger world. And that's why I think I want to travel more. Because I want to, like, see the more of the world and see more of, like, lifestyles and everything.
Yeah.
Which is so, like, cool. And I feel like One Direction, like, when we're watching their movie, like, they've done that, and they've, like, traveled the world, and they've...
They can literally, if they, like, are bored at, like, 3 a.m., they can just go get on a plane and, like, go wherever they want.
Isn't that crazy for me? Like, I'm going somewhere in July, and I'm looking forward to it. Like, isn't that so, like, they can...
For, like, 3 days.
Book something right now and go tomorrow, and I'm, like, looking forward to something in July.
Yeah.
Like, what the heck? Like, how is that? Like, I want to do that. I want to be, like, spontaneous and just, like, go anywhere and, like, do anything.
We've talked about this so many times. Like, we could just go to, like, we could say we're going on a walk and completely disappear and never come back. We
could go to Cuba and just live on 90 cent bread.
We're gonna get a hippie van and live off of 90 cent
and,
bread.
Like, and then we can, like, get jobs there, and then, like, we'd, like, build... Live. And maybe we could build a house out of, like, straw.
Yeah, and like the pigs.
Does it get warm in Cuba? Does it get cold in Cuba?
I don't think so.
I don't know. It's maybe fine. Not. We can just go.
We can just take the clothes we have.
Yeah, the clothes we have and just go. Like, literally, you could, like, leave.
And no one would know. Like,
I could do anything right now. Right now, I could
climb out the window right now if I wanted to.
Climb out the window and just run. And just keep on running. To, like, Taco Bell.
The 30-degree...
And just run to the Taco Bell and just run to the kitchen and just, like, take their Baja Blast and just leave.
You could.
Like, I could do that. And that's crazy. I don't want to. But I do want to.
Well, like, we do want to. We just won't.
I know. Like, why wouldn't I? Society, government. You know, it's the government's fault.
If there was no jail...
Yeah, if there's no jail...
Count me in.
I just, like, do anything. It's crazy. Like, you just do... But, like, life... It's, like, not letting you do it.
But we'd be killed in the first, like, 5 seconds if life was like that.
Go outside and get kidnapped. We'd, like, go get, like, the trash and get kidnapped or something. We always, like, whenever we go on walks. So we go on walks all the time. And there's, like, a point where, like, we separate ways. So whenever we say bye, we're like, don't get kidnapped.
And we always say we're going to, like, call or text each other when we get home. And we never do.
And we should start
doing that.
It's,
like, not
that.
A concern. Like, we just
live. But we should start doing that.
I know, we should. Just in case, like, one of us gets kidnapped.
Yeah, because I was living at your house one time. And your mom was like, okay, text you when you get home. And I never texted you after that.
I know, and what? I never, like, asked.
And you never asked. Like, what if I, like, disappeared? You never asked.
I know, we literally could.
We should start doing that, though.
We really should.
Okay, so, like, whenever, like, we leave, I'll be like, I'm home.
Yeah.
And then whenever I'm not home, like, I'll call you. Or, like, whenever I don't get a text from you, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Just, like, for safety.
We're, like, not gonna remember, but
no,
okay.
We should really do that for safety. Like, for safety reasons. Like, whenever I get in the car, I lock the doors.
Same.
Just in case, like, I jump over, so, like, the jump over, like, the under of my car, so I don't get my ankles.
Slit.
Yeah, slit. Because, you know, crazy people. Or if you ever see anything on your windshield.
Yeah.
Run. Not run. Get in your car, lock the doors, and go. Go and keep on going.
I know. I hate when I've, like, watched these videos and the girls, they get out and take the thing off of the windshield.
Like,
and
no,
it's like, oh my
just
God.
Go. Just keep on going and go. And then I'd go to, like, a drive-thru. And in that drive-thru, I'd be like, there's someone behind me. They're following me. Like, please call 911. Like, I already called 911. But please, like, be aware and everything.
Yeah.
I'd go to, like, a drive-thru or something like that.
I know, so yesterday I was safe. On a walk by myself because I just, like, wanted to. And there was this, like, old man. He was, like, really old. I was like, what is he going to do to me? But I was still, like, scared and stuff. So I kept checking behind me, like, every 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was, like, behind me.
And I switched to, like, the other side of the road because I was scared. I was like, this is what it is to be a woman.
Yeah, I know. I wish I was a guide to, like, for their safety. Like, they can go to New York. They can live in New York as a guy. And you won't be as scared as living alone as a girl. And I feel like, ugh, maybe I'll just go outside. I look like a guy from the back.
Oh, my God.
Okay, update, guys. Our cousin just walked in.
So,
we're recording something for school because I'm embarrassed that we're recording a podcast. So anyway, what were we saying? I'll cut my hair and I'll just be a guy. You know, I have a thing, guys. I'm letting you all know. When I'm 50 years old, I'm cutting my hair into a pixie cut.
And you're also gonna change your middle name to Rue. So
I'm making my middle name Rue. Because I don't have a middle name, and I can legally do it.
Yeah, but why Rue? No offense to any Rues.
Rue just, like, flows. I think it's, just, like, it's, like, a cute, like... I feel like it gives me the same vibes as, like, Sage.
No, Rue is, like...
Rue gives me, like...
It's, like, a purple.
Unique. Like, it gives me, like... No, I'm saying it gives me, like, the vibes of, like, the word Sage. Like, it gives me, like, Rue and, like... Amethyst? Is that the word? Like, it gives me, like, a gem. Yeah.
What?
Emerald Rue. That gives me, like, the same, like, cool, like...
vibe.
Yeah, it just gives me, like... It's, like, really cool. But I'm gonna cut my hair into a pixie cut when I'm 50. And no one's gonna say anything about it.
Cause you do that.
I wanna see how it feels, like, for a guy. Like, the guys just wake up and their hair is ready. How lucky is that?
Well, I'm sure many guys would disagree with you.
Well, when my haircut's gonna be, like, the ones where I just get up and I'm ready.
Just be bald then.
Maybe I will go bald.
Honestly,
maybe
you should.
Buzz cut.
YOLO.
Honestly, I want to buzz. I'll just buzz it.
Me too.
But when I'm 50. Because 50, like, is the age where, like, I don't care what anyone thinks about me.
But I want to have, like, really long hair when I'm old. But I also want to have, like, short hair just to experience it. I don't know. My grandma had, like, really, really, really long hair. And we had the same birthday. So, you know, I just feel like
you
I should.
Follow in her footsteps.
I feel the connection.
That's so funny. We got so off topic of the One Direction.
I know. We literally got...
I tried to correlate it back to One Direction.
And then I switched.
And then it went back. So, we're just going with the flow. I feel like...
Don't worry, darling.
Do you guys like going with the flow? Like, I like going... I like going with the flow.
How is this getting back on topic?
No, I'm saying I like going with the flow podcast. Like, listening to those podcasts.
Yeah.
Like... When it's, like, planned, it's cool, but when, like, you just go with the flow, I feel like it's more fun.
I like how it's turned into, like, a One Direction, like, podcast, and we could talk about anything.
Yeah, we should have, like, a... I just, like...
I think this should just be, like, an anything,
I like
you know?
Having, like, a basis, but, like, if you go off the basis, like, that's cool. Like, I listen to David Dobrik's podcast, and they don't really have a basis. They just, like, go with the flow, and they just, like, see what, like, the conversation
where it leads
takes
to.
Them. Like, I just, like... kind of feeling like a bug on the wall in like a conversation.
A bug on the wall?
Yeah, like you're just over listening? Here. Like you're overhearing a conversation between like two
I've
like
never heard that before. I thought you like
normal people.
That you just wanted to feel like
a bug
on the wall.
I literally quoted that from like Matt King Who Didn't Have podcast.
I don't know.
It's like the Vlog Squad. If you guys have any new podcasts that I should listen to, put it in the comments of what's our TikTok?
Where it all starts, like 1938 or something like that.
1940, something like
no,
that.
No, 38.
38, 1938. Where it all starts, 1938. Go on TikTok, comment what podcast. Because I listen to the Vlog Squad podcast right now. And they're pretty good. But they have like so many people that do podcasts in that friend group. So
everyone does podcasts now.
Yeah, it's like so interesting. Like I have like different podcasts for different like moods. Like, David Dobrik's podcast is very, like, sunny day. And then, like, I have, like, Josh Peck is very, like, my nighttime. I'm about to go to sleep.
Wait, who's Josh Peck?
Jake and Josh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I always forget.
Oh, my God.
I always forget who. I always forget who, like, who is who. Like, you know, like, their actual
Josh
names?
Josh is Josh and Drake is Drake.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, I don't know their actors' names.
That's
know?
Drake.
His actual name's Drake?
Yes.
Oh, they named after
Drake
their real
Bell
names?
And Josh Peck.
Oh my God, I didn't know this.
I literally said Josh Peck.
I knew, like, Josh Peck. Like, I knew of him. I just didn't know, like... I feel like I'm freaking, like, famous, you know? But, like, I knew the name. I just didn't know who it was.
Yeah,
but I know him.
Yeah, Drake Bell and Josh Peck. Such a good show.
But I knew his name was
Josh.
Drake
Bell. I love, like, watching those shows. Gives me like nostalgia, even though I'm not even young. Like, I'm not... I'm,
you're,
I am
you're,
young.
Yeah, you're
I'm not
so
even,
old,
I'm not
dude.
Even old. I'm saying, like... I shouldn't feel nostalgia, but I do.
Like
Victorious. Rainbow Loom, Victorious.
Rainbow Loom.
Like,
Silly Bands.
Silly Bands. Like, what else gives me nostalgia? Like, old... Not, literally, like, Ariana Grande, her...
old songs.
Sweetener album gives me nostalgia. Like, I listen to... I have this playlist on my phone. It's called Nostalgia. And, like, it's, like, songs that, like, uplift my mood. Because it just reminds me of, like, a happier time. Maybe it's, like, the... time we're going through right now with COVID and everything. But, like, literally, it's, like, shake it off the middle. Like, I remember... It's, like,
that middle got so annoying.
Specific memory. I had a headache, and I had the song The Middle, like, stuck in my head. I swear they put, like, some sort of crack in the song.
It's so annoying, though. It was so catchy.
I had a headache, and I was listening to The Middle, and I had a tub of ice cream, and I was watching Victorious, and I remember that. And I was supposed to go to your house that night, but I stayed home because I had a huge headache. I just remember that. Like, Thank You, Next gives me such, like, nostalgia. Yeah. Like, Sucker, like, Taylor Swift. Like, that type of song, like, gives me such nostalgia for, like, no reason. Like, I'm not even, like, old.
Up All Night and, like, why. All the This Is Us songs give me very much summer vibes. Because we watched it, like, every single week in summer.
We watched the movie every single week and, like...
Like, literally every week.
Fun. Like, yeah, like, Up All Night, like, the album gives me, like, such, like, summer 2020. But I didn't know in summer 2020 that those songs would remind me of that time period.
Yeah.
Like, we always listen to, this, like, picnic area in summer all the time, every weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend. And at the time, like, I didn't know that in March of 2021, I'll look back at, like, that time and I'll, like... Because, like, that picnic place, we always ate there, then we walked to, like, this ice cream shop.
Yeah. And we played football.
And we played football there. And, like,
football was, like, our summer sport.
Yeah, and I didn't know that at the time that I'd be, like, looking back at that time and, like, being, reminiscing. Like, oh, my God, like, reminiscing about those times.
Yeah. Because
in those times, there's just, like, stuff that we did, and then now I, like, look back at it, I'm like, that was so fun, like...
Crazy.
Wow. And I feel like I'll look back at, like, times now, but I don't know what I have to look back at right now, because right now...
But now my whole life is school.
It's a very, like, blah moment. Like, every day feels, like, the same.
Can you believe we're almost close to, like, hitting the quarantine anniversary
day? Yeah, next week, March 13th, I'm very excited. I'm making a cake, and...
One day before the Grammys.
I know. Should we correlate this back to the Grammys?
We can correlate to the Grammys. Should we
correlate back to the Grammys? Guys, we're back at the Grammys. 27 minutes in, we're back at the Grammys. So the Grammys, we need a plan because we're planning on having a sleepover on the Grammys.
We had. So we originally had a plan, but then the Grammys got moved back because, you know, it was like the day before his birthday going into his birthday.
So we're going to make a cake for his birthday and, like, if he won or lost, it's okay. And then they rescheduled it, like, what?
For what,
bro? Nothing changed. Go somewhere, please. And yeah, literally nothing changed. But they, like, rescheduled it. So now it's March 14th, and so we need a new plan. But for Harry, his performance. So basically,
we should make sweatshirts.
Some rumor passed in, like, December that he was performing at the Grammys.
But that was, like, everyone's gonna rumor that.
I thought it was confirmed, so I was like, oh my god, like, I got all my excitement out. I was like, oh my god, he's performing. And we talked about it, we're like, what songs is he gonna perform and everything?
I really don't remember.
He's probably
gonna
perform, like, I literally remember this whole entire conversation.
Because I saw yesterday people were posting that, like, oh my god, Harry's performing at the Grammys, and I freaked out. I was like, wait, what?
You said this to me. And I was like, We've known this.
I did not know this. I don't know how she
knew this. We've talked about this. It was a rumor back in, like, December. And
do you expect me to remember December? I literally don't remember what I had for dinner.
We were like, I remember what you had
last night.
Oh, no, because we were like, is he going to perform Adore You? He's probably going to perform, like, Adore You or, like, Watermelon Sugar, because those are the songs that, like, got, those are the Grammy-nominated songs, so he's probably going to perform that. Or he could perform, like, Treat People With Kindness and, like,
do a dance
or something like that. Because it's, like, a visual and because it's online and everything. And we talked about that. And that's why, like, I got my excitement out. And then on Harry Florals yesterday, they're like, oh, my God, Harry's performing at the Grammys. And I was like, I already know this. Like, bro, like, what's happening? Like,
no, but I was talking, I remember talking about that now. But what I thought we were talking about was what song they were going to play when Harry went to go get it.
No!
That's what everyone else was talking about that time. Everyone was like, oh my god, are they gonna play Fine Line? Are they gonna play Watermelon Sugar? So that's what I was talking about. But then I guess you were talking about performing and we were talking about completely different things.
Oh, but it's still related though. I don't know how we get, like, a good conversation if we're talking about two separate things. But I hope that they play Fine Line.
If they don't play
Imagine,
Fine Line,
imagine, like,
so
the
sad.
Trumpets and, like...
Like, him get... Oh, my God.
And it's Willie
already.
He gets somebody.
He bows.
But it's virtual, though, so how's that gonna work?
Well, he's gonna be there just now, or like.
Oh yeah, he'd come up and he'd be like, he'd do like little like
wave. Oh yeah, the little
do hand the little phrasing. Kisses and everything. And be like, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I love to.
This is really cool.
this is really good achievement for me. I have to give it to the fans.
Supporters.
I wouldn't be here anywhere. Okay, what is with you.
The accents?
Thank you, great. Academy, thank you so much. And I hope to see you guys soon.
Imagine
he leaves. It's gonna be like a 30-second thing.
Oh, literally, but can you imagine what he's gonna wear? Oh,
that bro, it's isn't it crazy? Amazing. How like, okay, so we like became like hardcore fans after Fine Line was dropped,
mm-hmm.
And like in like live on tour, he wore a new suit. Every show.
That's crazy.
Like, what the heck? People got new content from him for, like, 4 or 5 months straight. New suits and everything. Like, how did they do that?
Imagine?
Like, literally, how did they do that? I don't understand.
I see Harry walking down the street in his own merch, and I'm
like,
wow.
Like, oh, my God. Like, wow. Like, yes. And, like, when Love on Tour happens, hopefully, like, we'll get, like, a new suit. Every like we'll get new content,
we'll
new
see
suits.
Him
we'll actually like and like we'll see like audience interactions and everything, like videos, like new like Odella Ornella stuff like that.
Oh my god, yeah,
like it's like new like jokes, like I'm so excited.
I'm so but ready for like concert life
2023
2024.
Ugh, so
bro.
Sad. Guys, I'm sorry, I just saw we took a little short break and I just saw TikTok and it said, wait, let me pull it up. It said, okay. Would be walking back from the beach arguing about who's going to shower first before dinner. And I miss that feeling.
Or, like the after you shower and after you're sunburned and, like...
You're about to go to dinner and everything. Like, that, like, beach.
The
and,
feeling,
like,
you know?
And, like, I did, like, that's so, like, I love that feeling.
It's the greatest feeling ever.
Like, vacation feeling. I'm so excited for summer. Wow.
Just for, like, vacation.
Just for, like, warm weather. And, like, I love, like, the outfits
yeah,
and
warm
weather.
We took everything for granted.
We took everything for... I'm moving to somewhere warm. That's all
year
round.
I don't care about warmth. I just want to travel. Like, I don't really care where. I just want to go somewhere.
I want to say
but
somewhere
right now,
warm. Is, like, California right now is, like, warm. But
I don't
it's, like,
really...
all right. It's, like, not warm. I'm, like, I want, like, a warm, like, Hawaii. Have you seen those girls on TikTok and they're, like, they live in Hawaii. It's
like
Hannah
Hannah
Meloche.
And what's her name? Lexi or
Ava Jules. Ava Jules.
Yeah, they're, like, living the life.
They live in the life.
Like, they're roommates. They have their own, like,
I'm
going to
drop out or, like, do online college.
Yeah,
and
she literally does, like, her online school in Hawaii.
And we could do that. I don't know why we don't do that. Also, we have nowhere to
it's
go and
COVID.
Our parents work. So, I know. But, like, online school we could do it anywhere. And, like, I feel like we don't take advantage of that enough. Like, I went on a walk and I did online school on my phone and I realized how, like, mobile it is. You
why
know?
Why is there, like, something flashing?
Where?
I think it was just the cars in the street.
I don't think
yeah,
so.
But it's, like, with COVID, you can't really, like, you know,
yeah,
go.
I miss, like, the feeling of traveling and, like, the night before or, like, waking up early in the morning to go, like, to the airport.
That's the best. Or, like, driving, you know, when it's
driving
dark.
To the airport or, like... Packing your, I love packing.
Just the airport's amazing. But I hate airplanes. I'm so scared
of
airplanes.
I love anything about traveling.
One
like,
time I freaked out my brothers so bad that they, because I was scared, so I was like trying to make everyone else scared with me. But I freaked out my brothers so bad that when we got on the plane, they started to cry. And that was so funny. But I was
messed
terrified.
Up.
And I was telling my aunt like how scary I was and like how I was gonna die and if I didn't make it
what
back.
The heck?
And she was like, "You're gonna be fine." I was like, "No, I'm not gonna make it. This
oh my
is it for
God.
Me." I hate planes. I'm so and my like ears popped one time. It was so bad. I literally started crying and I had to take like medication. It's horrible. I hate planes.
What the heck?
Never
mind me not to go on a plane with you. I mean like I'd be having such a great time and you just ruined my vibes.
No, as soon as my ears start to like pop, that's when it all goes downhill.
No, I love airplanes. I love the airport. I love everything about like, I remember this
airports,
one time
yeah.
I was going to Turkey, and our flight was about to board, and I was like, "Mom, I want Starbucks right now." So the Starbucks, she was like, "Okay," because we thought the Starbucks was like close by, and then we were about to board. We go to the Starbucks, and the Starbucks is like a 10-minute walk from our like boarding area, And so we go and like we're running to go to the Starbucks. I don't know. We're walking to go to the Starbucks because we didn't know like our thing was out of board in like 10 minutes. We're like, okay, the Starbucks is closed. So we'll be fine. So we go and we get there and like we get to the Starbucks and I order my drink and the drink takes forever to make. Literally, they took their sweet time. Like we're not in, like an airport where everyone's busy and about to go on like flights and everything. And like we're like 5 minutes late. It's like boarding. We're like, oh my god, we're gonna miss our flight. And my brother and my dad are like at the boarding area. So we're like, oh my god, they're gonna leave and we're gonna be stuck here. And we're like running back. And then we come back and they're like all in line. They haven't boarded yet. And like we're so stressed out for that stupid drink. And it was like the mango dragon fruit drink. But I remember so cold in my hands and we were boarding. And we entered the airport. We entered the airplane. It was great. I had my drink and life was going great. But I was so stressed for like those 5 minutes where like I was scared I was going to miss my flight. But that was, I just remember the stupid stuff and I like miss it.
I know, I remember dropping you guys off on that trip and we went to Turkey.
Senorita. Oh my god, yeah, I remember I screen recorded Senorita because
I hadn't heard it yet.
Yeah, I hadn't watched the music video, so I was like, oh my god, I love it, like I want to watch it.
Yeah.
So I watched it and it was so fun.
I know, good times.
Like small stuff like that, like I was going through pictures of like me on vacation, and I was living the life.
I know.
And now, like, every day feels the same.
It's literally, like, I wake up at the same time. I do everything at the same time. I log into online school, finish at the same time, do homework, and then,
from that, like, four-hour period, like, after school ends to when I eat dinner, it's, like, that 4 or 5 hour period where, like, that's, like, my... okay, this is the time to, like, make today different.
But that's, like, for me, because I get so much homework, it's, like, actually annoying, and I have a lot of stuff, like, school-related, so I don't really have, like, I go on a walk, like, something that I have to do is, like, if it's not cold, I need to go on a walk to, like, you know, be one with the world and get myself, okay. My humanity back.
Okay. Humanity, really, are you like Stefan from Vampire Diaries?
Yeah, that's where I got it from. I'm trying to get over my fear of birds because every time I travel somewhere, okay,
she has a weird fear of birds, and I don't know why.
Or like if I go to the beach or anything, you know, it's like,
or like birds, seagulls. Just, oh my god, yeah.
Or like if we're just seagulls, I think I will never get over. They're just terrifying. But like if we go to like a restaurant or something, like in Germany, there were birds everywhere, and I was like, I was so scared. In Key West, there was like chickens everywhere, which is, I guess, is a type of bird, so it counts. And I was literally terrified. So I'm trying to like get over the fear, you know, or like in zoos when they have like the bird area and everyone goes in, and then I'm just like waiting on the outside for them.
What?
So I'm trying to like.
Birds just birds. Like it. Birds are like the same to me as like a.
They're
like. It's like a fish.
It's like, not a fish.
What are birds gonna do? You're gonna hit him. Just like.
But they can easily attack you. If they attack you,
just hit them.
I would never in a million years hit a bird.
Why? It's if they're like, attacking, can you imagine? Self defense.
I know, but can you imagine hitting a bird?
It's yeah.
Scary.
What's scary about if it's hurting you? Just hit it.
Or like butterflies. Like butterflies are so pretty, and I want to like them so bad, but they're just like they fly, so they count as a bird, and they're scary.
Oh my god, they count as butterflies. Do not count as a bird.
They do. They what? Fly. Anything that flies
is a bird.
It is a bird. Yes, I fly sometimes, so I guess okay. I can be a bird.
Okay. No, butterflies are like pretty, but like butterflies without the wings. Butterflies and moths was pretty privileged.
I was because I was literally about to hit on moths.
But moths are so like
I hate.
They're
moths.
Like annoying.
I'm so scared.
Like,
they get on
my nerves. Like why are you so obsessed with the light? Just like relax. Literally,
what is so amazing about the light?
Like it's just like a bulb of like
light. Glow.
Like why are you so obsessed with like light?
It's
like
they come in and they bother
you. Do you think
you?
They follow the sun? So they go all the way up to the sun. Because
then they'd all be dead.
Because it's light. You know, they go to light.
But they'd be dead. I mean, I've
never seen a moth in sunlight, though. We can try. How are we going to try? No. Are we going to follow the moth? Put a tracker on the moth and see where it goes?
They can try. Yeah, let's track the moth.
Track the moth.
I would put, like, it disappears halfway. Have you seen Spy Kids where they put, like, the tracker in the tooth? Like, I want a tracker in my tooth in case, like, I ever get lost, you know?
And iCarly, didn't, like, Freddie's mom, like, put a tracker in, like, his neck when he grew up?
How did this get to this point?
Yeah, isn't this, like, a One Direction? What is this, a One Direction podcast?
Yeah.
We started off this thing saying we have so much to talk about, and, like, we've talked about, like, literally
nothing.
None of it. We have, like, a three-note,
three like main topics.
We made three topics to cover in this podcast, and let me just read you guys the topics.
We've covered one,
and you decide if we've covered any of them. Okay, Chai. We covered up Chai because that was in the beginning where we had nothing else to talk about.
Yeah.
Grammys and performances. We definitely did not talk about the performances.
We talked about
and
the
Don't Worry, Darling.
They did not even get there.
There was so much to talk about Don't Worry, Darling that we haven't
that's
talked
like a
about.
Whole nother
but that's for
episode.
Next podcast. And I feel
episode.
Like we are at 40 minutes. There's cookies downstairs that are calling my name. So
are they really?
Yeah, I think
I
they
don't
are.
Think anyone's eaten.
Oh my god, well, I don't want to be the. Ugh. Come on, make it dessert time.
I'm like not hungry. Well, I kind of just ate. Oh my god, we went to Chick-fil-A and we ordered. So apparently, like, there's this thing going on
there's
TikTok.
This TikTok thing, and it's getting mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tearing apart chicken nuggets. Fries, ranch, buffalo sauce, and Chick-fil-A sauce, and putting it in a salad bowl and mixing it all up. And our brothers did that.
Our brothers.
Okay, we're saying our brothers. Sorry, her brother and our only child friend, okay?
Basically,
is
brother.
That better?
Basically, brother.
They did that, and they put it in. It looks so gross. Like, all those things sound so good, like, by itself,
separate.
But, like, ranch and, like, mac and cheese, no.
Remember when ranch and buffalo sauce
ew.
And barbecue sauce
and, like,
just be a no.
They mixed it and everything. They tried it, and they were, like, I feel like they were saying it was good because, like, obviously they had to say it was good. Like, they couldn't say it was bad.
Well, they ate the whole thing.
Because they hyped it up too much. But, yeah. But your brother was, like, they hyped it up too much on TikTok.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, they ate the whole thing. But, like, it just didn't look, like,
it,
good.
It looked disgusting from
it
where
looked
I
so
was
gross.
Sitting. But, it didn't look good, like,
it
appetizing.
Like,
but they forgot my sandwich, so, like, my uncle took me back. Well, he didn't take me back to Chick-fil-A because it was too far. But he took me to, like, you know, Pan Express, and we got food there. And then we were just the last two. We're always the last two sitting at the table.
We
so
are always.
Great.
What's wrong with us? What's
they just our, don't like us.
They literally just don't like us. Like,
the two.
The only child kid just always has to. We, like, go and pick up food, and he always has to ride with us because he's an only child, so no one's there to take his order.
Yeah.
So he always has to ride with us because we're the messengers of our family.
Yeah.
So he rides with us and he hates it.
He hates
But you know what? He has to deal with it. Because I'm telling you, when we're like all 20 and everything, he's going to love our presence. He's
I think like, he does right now. He just doesn't want to admit it.
He's like in that stage where like, what if he listens to this? No, like, we're 40 more than 40.
No, like
in.
Honestly, mostly like all
most
the
guys, are like that. We're
yeah.
like, they're just like, they're like feel
weird
like,
when they're younger.
They're like, too cool to hang out with like,
girls.
Us or girls, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but I feel like we're just like people, and I feel like we'd all get so along when we're older. I think because we'll grow
Maybe.
Out of that. Like,
but
I
half
feel
the
like,
people here are my siblings, so it's like,
literally,
what can I do?
Like, yeah, but like I feel like when like we're like I feel like we're out of that stage. I feel like girls get out of it early. Like girls. Are,
oh
like,
yeah, we're definitely
we're
out of
that
stage.
Yeah. Like we'll talk to them if like they want to talk.
Or maybe
but they're
like,
still in that stage. I feel like they're like. Well, like, girls, I don't want to, like, talk to them.
Like girls are weird. Girls
not, like,
are,
girls are weird,
with
but,
girl
like,
stuff.
But, like, they're, like,
they
not
just
cool.
Be with
like, they're, like, I want to, like,
hang
out
with
my
guys.
Guy friends. And the guys
the
are
The boys.
Cooler. And, like, the older guy is, like, so cool.
The old, her brother,
the
he's the oldest
My
here,
brother
and they,
is
like,
the older
worship
guy.
Him.
They literally, like, bow down to him. They're, like, oh, my God, do you want to do this?
So,
okay,
we'll be, like,
please.
You wanna, we'll be, like, you guys want to go to Chick-fil-A? They'll be, like, no. Her brother
no,
will
no,
be,
no,
like,
yes. They'll be like, we say, you know Chick-fil-A? They're like, yeah, sure. My brother's like, you want to go, like, Taco Bell? They're like, oh, yes, anything for you, please, yes.
Anything he wants goes.
I'll pay for your taco. Like, shut up. Like, literally, like, yeah, anything he says goes. And when he's, like, not here, it goes to the other oldest boy.
Yep.
But,
and
like.
And he doesn't want to do anything.
And, like, it just keeps on going down the list. Like, if the other oldest guy is in here, it goes down the list. To the other oldest guy, and we're just like we're part of the oldest,
but we're like last because we're not a guy.
Yeah, and we're outnumbered here. Okay,
we're accepting recruits.
It's like an 8-2 ratio. Please, yeah. We're accepting recruits if you are a girl and you think you'd be friends with us, please go to our TikTok. Where it all starts, 13.
And comment your name.
Comment your name. Age, give us a description.
Ethnicity.
Maybe we can see
if you gotta, would be our friend. You not only got to match with us, but you match with the
vibes and everything. You know, this is a very hard group to get into. It's a
very hard, very exclusive.
This is very, it's harder than Harvard to get into. So
really, truly.
It's very exclusive. But once you're in, you're in. Like, you're...
If you're in, you're, like you're
like,
in.
Like, you're having but a great life. But then
you can also be out.
But then if you're based out,
if you're out, you're out.
You're out.
It's like,
so
you're out.
But, like, if you're out, like, you're hashed, like, you're canceled.
Like, you're, yeah, you're, like, canceled. You can't culture. Be out without being canceled.
Yeah, there's no way to be out. But that's a good thing also, that, like you cult. Have to get canceled to be out. So, like,
exactly.
You have to do something, cancelable.
Cancelable, like, talk about us behind our backs.
Ooh.
Cough.
And that's where we ended up. Bye, guys. I hope you had
it. We don't have a quote, sorry.
We don't have a quote. And we were reading over, like, our description that we made in, like, January.
Kind of cringe.
Or June. And it was like, they always end off in a quote. And you know what?
No we're quote for you today,
New
Sally.
Year, new us. So we are not ending off with a quote. And this was kind of like an everything podcast, because
now it is going to be an everything podcast.
Everything way, so maybe...
This is no longer a One Direction maybe, podcast.
No, it is.
It is, but it's everything. Not just One Direction.
So maybe next podcast we'll talk about Don't Worry, Darling. Maybe we won't.
Steer off.
We will see. And love you guys.
Oh.
Hey, getting personal. Bye. Bye.